After the killing of George Floyd, we also saw support for the Black Lives Matter movement swell. At its height in June, more than 67% of Americans polled by Pew Research said they were in support of BLM, with millions of people around the world taking to the streets in support. We wanted to see what has been born out of some of those movements in our nation. So we checked in with BLM organizers in Mississippi, Ohio, and Seattle. And that's where we'll start, with Sakara Remu, co-founder of Black Lives Matter Seattle King County. With the support of mostly Democratic lawmakers, the focus on BLM there has been to craft several police accountability bills currently up before the legislature.
Lawmakers were paying attention when everything went down last year, and they did not wait. They started working immediately in drafting bills. Community started drafting bills. So when we came in to the legislature with six focus areas for the whole of Black life, we started with 150 bills. Most of them are still alive. Our priorities are about 70. Our top tier priorities are about 15 bills, representing more than $500 million for Black people.
The bills up for consideration include limiting the use of tactics like neck restraints and creating a separate office to investigate the use of deadly force. Remu says it's the first time in a long time that she's seen a collective effort from BLM activists, community members, and lawmakers working together for a more equitable future in Washington state. There's even been some support from law enforcement. This week, the Washington Council of Police and Sheriffs, a broad coalition of law enforcement unions, wrote a letter to the legislature, urging them to continue their work on police accountability for this legislative session.
This is movement leaders who have been working in policy for decades, who were also in the streets protesting. We're all the same people. It is our lawmakers who get it, and it's also the greater diversification of our legislature. We have more Black and brown, more women in the legislature, and it is community statewide that is making these things happen.
That was Sakara Remu, who is co-founder of Black Lives Matter Seattle King County and lead strategist for the Washington Black Lives Matter Alliance. Well, last summer proved to be the beginning of the BLM movement in Mississippi. The group is now made up of individuals throughout the state focusing on police accountability and mentorship. Reginald Virgil is a Black Lives Matter leader from Gulfport, Mississippi, and I asked him about the start of his organization and the issues they're tackling.
Last year, we became established over the summer, and then from there we grew and we worked with other communities. First and foremost, as Black Lives Matter Mississippi, we're definitely not anti-police. We're just anti-police brutality. When we work with the community and we talk to the community, of course, it would be good to strengthen that relationship between police officers and the Black community.
And thinking about this more broadly, though, I mean, it speaks also to some of the challenges culturally that you still deal with in the state of Mississippi.
In Mississippi, there's this nuance of racist behavior, you know, overtly, covertly. It's within the laws, it's within the policies. And that's why it's almost inescapable unless we can get the right leadership elected to take charge and change these things so Mississippi can progress, not only with the flag or with statues, but as a people.
BLM is new there in Mississippi. As you said, really, you're not even a year old. Are you hopeful for the future with all of this laying before you, but also a groundswell of support that you're seeing like never before?
Yes, we are hopeful. One thing that we are consistent with is educating our Black youth, and we've started a mentorship program, partnering with universities and with professionals. The kids can learn about government as they did this past month. They also learn about their African culture, tradition, storytelling from a historian, Tuskegee man. And it's good to see that, to bring everyone together.
Reginald Virgil, a leader with the Black Lives Matter movement, Mississippi, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, and thank you a lot as well.
In Cleveland, Ohio, Kareem Hinton is focused on using media to deepen BLM's relationship with communities in Cleveland. Hinton is an organizer and co-founder of Black Lives Matter Cleveland. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, so many of us immediately think about Tamir Rice when we think about some of the work of BLM there. A reminder for listeners, in 2014, 12-year-old Tamir Rice was playing outside with a toy gun when a police officer shot and killed him. And the Justice Department ended their 5-year inquiry into his death just this last December, and the officers involved will not face federal charges. What's the work been like to build trust and accountability between Cleveland communities and the police?
One of the things that you can really look back to is some of the footage of the chief as well as the mayor. They did not agree with all of the findings of the Department of Justice, but they said that they would comply. You know, it's sort of like a person who's trying to seek help with regards to addiction. You know, they say that first you have to admit that you have a problem. Mm. And up to this point, the city nor Cleveland police have admitted that they have a problem.
You've launched a crowdfunding campaign for a documentary series called The State of Injustice, focused on examining police injustices in Ohio. And this is an evolution of on-the-street protests and legislative action. What are some key issues that are on your agenda as we move forward through this year?
Really, it's painting a complete picture. What this series is able to do is to show the complicity of not only the rank and file officers, you know, that contribute to the problematic cultures that exist within law enforcement agencies, but also the administration, the mayors, because, you know, they have more powers than they wish to let on. So we're hoping to show that it is actually a systemic issue that is not just in our region, not just in our state, but around the world and around the country.
Kareem Hinton, organizer and co-founder of Black Lives Matter Cleveland, thank you so much for talking with us.
Once again, thank you for having me.